Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is
Yes, I have
Jamie.
a
Oh.
potential claimant to transfer you. Her first name is Jamie, Jaime. Last name is Smith, and I submitted her information to through the portal.
Alrighty, perfect. I just received it. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
Alrighty, so Jamie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey there, Jamie. I can hear you as well, loud as clear. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm doing well. Glad to hear it. And glad, thank you for asking as well. I do appreciate it. Now, Jamie, I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
Right.
Okay, so I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm going to help you get signed up with our attorney partners so they can represent you. Just to let you know ahead of time, some of these questions may sound familiar or you may have already been asked by the other representative. So I do apologize for any repetition. It just does need to be restated for the recorded line, but it should only take about 10 minutes. In any case, do you have an attorney already that's helping you filing a claim for this?
No, sir.
Okay, can you confirm to me that under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent back any kind of packets of information for any other attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that
No,
correct?
sir. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, you would be filing this claim for yourself, I'm assuming?
Yes,
Okay, Jamie, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes,
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear you had to deal with that. How are you doing now?
A little better. I still get real bad headaches, and so it's, still a long-term situation, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so far from most of the people that I've talked to who have had it maybe 5 years ago, sounds like they've all been able to make full recovery. So I do hope that ends up being the case for you as well.
Right, thank you.
But yeah, it is definitely a process. In any case, when were you diagnosed? Do you remember the date?
I think it diagnosed. I think it was in July of 2015, somewhere around there.
Okay, July 2015. You're not sure of the exact day, are you?
No, I want to say maybe it was around the 15th or 16th, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, it doesn't have to be exact, of course. I can just put down July 15th, 2015 as your best estimate.
Okay.
And Jamie, what is your birthday?
My birth date is 4/4/1976.
Okay, 4/4/1976. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera that could need some help?
Not at this time, no, sir.
Okay, don't worry about that either. Now, for Depo Provera, your usage of it, were you using specifically the name brand labeled Depo Provera?
Just trying to think of what it was. Give me a moment. Yeah, it wasn't generic. I had to think about it for a minute.
Okay, gotcha. And you were using this for at least 1 year.
Yes, actually, I used it for three and a half years.
Okay. Additionally, you also got at least 4 injections within a year.
Yes, sir. I actually received 15.
Okay. And your usage of Depo Provera, did that take place between January 1st, 1992 to the present day?
Yes, it did.
Okay, when did you start using Depo Provera?
It was around in February of 2008.
Okay, February 2008. And when did you stop using Depo?
It was around August, like mid-August of 2011.
Okay, August of 2011. Okay, so I just went ahead and down. Since you're not sure of the exact date, I just put February 1st, 2008, and then your stop date as August 1st, 2011.
Okay.
Okay, for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
Sure, female.
Okay, and for Jamie, I have your name here as given to me by the other representative as Jaime. Okay, and last name Smith, Smith.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you also have a middle name or initial that you go by?
Yes, it's R. It's Renee. It's my middle name.
Renee, R-E-N-E-E?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and that's two E's at the end, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Gotcha, okay. Do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and what is your social?
458-83-8635.
Okay, just want to confirm that's 458-83-8635.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then looks like he also sent me your email as well. I have it down here as josiahandhannah1@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your phone number is 979-618-9140.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and am I calling you on your smartphone or is this a home line?
No, it's a cell phone.
Okay, what is your current address?
It's 1527 North Richmond Road and number 203, Wharton, Texas, 77488.
Okay, 1527 North Richmond Road, Wharton, Texas, 77488.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and sorry, you said, did you say there was an apartment number?
Yeah, 203.
Okay, so that's 1527 North Richmond Road, apartment 203. Okay, gotcha, I found it.
Okay,
and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
His name was Jeremiah Johnson.
Okay, Jeremiah Johnson. I would assume that's spelled J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, and then Johnson,
yes.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
It was at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center.
Okay, Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical. Mm-hmm. Were you living in California at the time, I'm guessing?
No, I actually went there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, because I'm calling you from Irvine, California, which is probably about 30 minutes south of there, 40 minutes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit familiar with the area. I don't go up to LA too often. I mean, I don't like to be honest, because traffic and congestion and all that.
Yeah, really. To say, yeah. I would have liked to win there on better terms, but...
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree with you. I like it a little bit further south in Orange County. It's much quieter down here, compared to LA at least.
Oh, okay.
In addition, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. You said you were sent to Ronald Reagan UCLA for treatment as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll go ahead and just copy and paste that. Was it the same doctor who treated you as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I can go ahead and just copy and paste everything into the next field. And then my next question, this is in regards to the doctor that prescribed you your Depo-Provera. Who would this be?
Mm-hmm. His name was, it was my family doctor. It was Mark Marconi. So Mark is M-A-R-K, and then his last name is spelled M-A-R-C-O-N-I.
Okay, and what facility would this be from?
It's from the Matagorda Regional Medical Center in Bay City, Texas.
Okay, give me just a second. Could you spell that for me as well?
Matagorda is M-A-T-A-G-O-R-D-A, and then regional is R-E-G-I-O-N-A-L, medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L, and then center, C-E-N-T-E-R.
Okay, perfect. I found it. That's the one on 7th Street, right?
Yes, 104 7th Street.
Okay, gotcha. And you said it was Mark, M-A-R-K, last name Marconi, M-A-R-C-O-N-I.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as the pharmacy for your Depo-Provera, would this be the same facility or was it somewhere else?
No, actually, it was somewhere else. It's the CVS pharmacy here in Wharton, where I live.
Okay, CVS pharmacy. This was in Wharton, you said?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's on 1710 North Richmond Road.
Okay, perfect. Just found it. 1710 Richmond Road, Wharton, Texas, 77488.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And okay, found their phone number as well. Got that as well. Okay. Perfect. And then do you also have medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment?
They're actually at the hospital where I was treated.
Okay, so you would be able to retrieve them if necessary?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Most likely you won't have to because the attorneys we partner with can pull them on your behalf. But if required, would you be able to provide them mail, electronically, or both?
I'm sorry, you broke up. What did you say?
Yeah, if necessary, would you be able to provide them by either mail, electronically, or both?
Oh, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're almost done here. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out just in case anything happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never need to reach out to them. Do you have anyone you want to use as emergency contact?
Yeah, sure. You can use my mom.
Okay. Does she live with you or separately?
No, we live separate.
Okay. What's her name?
Charlotte. It's Charlotte, and then her last name is Buckley, Buckley.
Okay, Charlotte Buckley, gotcha. What's her phone number?
979.
Okay.
618.
Okay.
906.
You cut out a little bit at the end there. What was the last
four? Sorry. It's 618. 9068.
Okay, so I heard 979-618-9068.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, do you also know her email and her address as well? If not, that's okay.
I don't know her email address. Her her home address is 2124 Old OLD Lane LANE City CITY Road. And then it's in Wharton, 77488.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 2124 Old Lane City Road, Wharton, Texas, 77488.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Now we're actually almost done here again. Lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is basically just a refresher of everything we went over so I can make sure that all the information we've discussed is accurate. So I'll read off a quick list, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we did confirm that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for someone to help you with this. You were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during that time, you also got at least 4 injections. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera, and lastly, you were receiving these injections between 1992 to the present day.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to go ahead and start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally. That should only take a minute. Before I do that, though, I'll also send them to myself as well. This is just so I can check and make sure your personal information is right, because I want to make sure I didn't make any errors, so that way we can get it signed right the first time and not have to go back a second time.
Okay.
I always like to be thorough with my work, because having to get documents re-signed is a hassle, and I don't want to have to bother you more. So I'll just go ahead and take a look at these here on my end. I'll read off a few items of your personal information as well.
Okay.
Okay, your full name, Jamie Renee Smith. You live at 1527 North Richmond Road, and just to confirm, that was apartment 203, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay, Wharton, Texas, 77488. And you were born on April 4th of 1976, and your social is 458-83-8635.
Yes.
Alrighty, well, it looks good. Everything checks out on my end. I'm gonna go ahead and click send, and you should receive a text message with a link containing a DocuSign within the next 10 to 20 seconds.
Okay.
And you can follow that link to get these documents digitally signed. These are retaining documents stating, firstly, of course, that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit, and it also just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. And when you're finished as well, of course, a copy will be emailed back to you for your own record keeping. There's going to be some fields where it's going to ask you just for initials. Others will require a full signature, so make sure you pay attention to that. But other than that, it should only take about a minute, and it's pretty easy. But I'm be here on the line, of course, so let me know if you need any help.
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and just check that, make sure it gets processed correctly. Yep, I just received it. I'll just give it a quick once over on my end. Alrighty. Jamie Renee Smith. Yep, I see your signature digitally. I see your initials as well. And alrighty, yep, that looks good to me. Well, thank you for your time, Jamie. That's actually all I needed from you today. Just to let you know, from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days to a week. It depends on how busy they are. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer, but sometime during that time, it's very important you answer that call because they're going to re-verify all your information and they can't start working on your case until that's done. So just make sure you answer
Okay.
that. Again, it's very important. But once you're finished with that, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit.
Okay.
And additionally, before you go, I'm just going to send you a text message from my personal office number. That way you have my information and you can always call or text me if you have any questions down the line or if you ever need any further help. So that way you are able to reach out to me whenever you like.
Okay.
Okay, and you should receive that momentarily.
Okay, yeah, I have it here.
Yep, and then I'll also make sure I send an email your way that's going to have my contact card and my company card as well.
Okay.
And yeah, did you have any other questions or anything else you wanted help with?
It. Thank you for your time.
Alrighty, you too, Jamie. I do wish you all the best and happy holidays.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.